Lecture 3, The Jewish Library.
Four 4,000 years of Jewish history produced 4,000 years of literary development. And understanding Judaism requires a familiarity with the Library of Judaism. It's somewhat ironic. The author of one of the books of the Bible, he's known as Ecclesiastes, ends his book with an interesting warning against making many books, for there is no end, and much study is weariness of the flesh. He seems to warn us against making too many books. And the irony, of course, is that if Jews had a propensity for anything, it was precisely for the production of many books. The aim of this lecture will be to describe those literary works, beginning, of course, with the Bible, that fashioned and constantly directed Jewish behavior. Now, some of these mainstays of the Judaism library will be discussed in other lectures. The legal codices, the biblical commentaries, and much more. But what we have to do is understand that Judaism functioned within a literary category. And although this literature at times was oral, until it was actually put into writing, it was literature. These were texts, these were formulated texts, and they would have a definitive influence on the development of Judaism. Now, the ultimate book, the book of the Jewish library, the centerpiece of all Judaism, its beliefs, its rituals, its laws, is the Hebrew Bible. The phrase Bible originated among Christians. And while English-speaking Jews today might use the phrase, this often causes misunderstanding. Christians refer to both the Hebrew Bible and the New Testament as the Bible, whereas Jews apply the phrase only to the Hebrew Bible. And so very often people would use the same word and they would be referring to different literary corpora. Since this caused so many problems, you will find many Jews today using another designation for the Hebrew Bible. And it would be an acronym based on three Hebrew words that describe the three components of that Bible. The word in Hebrew, or the acronym in Hebrew, is Tanakh. And this word is comprised of the first Hebrew letter for the three components of the Jewish Bible. The first component, of course, is the Torah, hence the T, or the five books of Moses, or the Pentateuch. The second component, the prophets, in Hebrew, Nevi'im, hence the N. The third component are the books that have a collective title to them, known as scriptures, or Ketuvim in Hebrew, hence Tanakh, Torah, Nevi'im, Ketuvim. Without a doubt, the Torah, the first component, the five books of Moses, the Torah reigns supreme in terms of prestige and of sanctity. It is considered by traditional Jews to have been given in its entirety to Moses at Sinai. You may remember that that was one of the principles that Maimonides listed as a major tenet of Judaism. The Torah is read regularly as part of the synagogue ritual. You will know maybe that there are many artworks that depict a scene within a synagogue, and the scene centers around the reading and later on the lifting up of the Torah. Because this book was considered to be so sacred, it could only be produced for ritual purposes in a very special manner. It had to be written on parchment, with quill, with a certain type of ink. And if you made one mistake, if one letter was left out, the book would be disqualified from public reading in synagogue. I can tell you this happens to this very day, when the reader will be reading out of the text, and suddenly he discovers a word missing, and everything stops. Chronologically, the Torah begins with the creation of the world. It ends with the death of Moses. Almost all the legal components of Judaism, are considered to have their source in the Torah.